Malls across the country have fallen on hard times, and the Nugget Mall, built in the early 1970s, is no exception. There are rows of dark, empty storefronts, but there are also long-standing businesses doing a brisk trade. Borderline Legacy, a Snow & Skate shop, has a loyal customer base that keeps returning. So says store manager Dees Liska as he preps a snowboard for the season.
Looks like it has some wax from like last season left over on it.
This business dates from the 1990s, but has been in its current mall location since 2012. Liska said the location attracts a healthy amount of shoppers.
I mean, you get some foot traffic in here, and that's pretty clutch. I mean, a dollar here, a dollar there is better than no dollars at all.
Competition online is a challenge here, as it is most places.
People don't go to too many brick and mortar places. But Juno's always been pretty good about it. Like, you get a little bit of everything, so we have a pretty loyal customer base.
Part of this mall's challenge is it's been without conventional ownership for over 3 years. A legal dispute between the heirs of the mall's now deceased partners led to difficulties in managing the properties. One of the heirs filed in court to place the mall in receivership. In 2015, a Washington state court ordered management turned over to a third-party firm. At the time, the mall was facing foreclosure from a lender while trying to complete an expansion to make room for Sportsman's Warehouse as an anchor tenant. Kevin Hanchett, an attorney overseeing the receivership, said his firm restructured the mall's debt and completed the expansion for the sporting goods outlet.
Following that, we got involved with just basic mall management, the turnover of tenants, the negotiation of leases, and then put them all on the market for sale.
He said a recent purchase offer from a Northern California-based developer has been tentatively accepted. Further details haven't been disclosed, but are expected in a court filing later this week. That's because only a judge can release the mall from receivership and allow the sale to proceed. Hanchett said the Nugget Mall is in many ways more attractive than other malls he's overseen in the lower 48.
Juno does not have the same impact, the Amazon impact as we call it, as the other malls because of its somewhat restricted location and access. Malls can flourish in Juneau, and that's why there's been not only local interest but also national attention and interest in it, because it's going to be one of the few malls that probably will survive the evolution of the retail market.
Meanwhile, many of the mall's merchants remain optimistic. Gourmet Alaska is a culinary supply store that's been a tenant for more than a decade. Owner Craig Crandall said the Nugget Mall has been a good fit for his business.
It still serves a very good purpose in Juneau, I think. It's this gathering place for people to come and out of the elements. So there's a lot of pluses of a mall environment.
There have been other purchase offers. Those all fell through for different reasons. But Hanchett said this latest deal could close as early as mid-May. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.